This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now.
Crystal Canales calls 911 reporting her disabled 19-year-old daughter's not breathing. But when EMTs arrive, cops advise them not to perform CPR. Delilah Villegas found lying in a fetal position on her concrete bedroom floor, malnourished, covered in bed sores so severe the bones in her arm, shoulder, and leg are visible. Canella says her daughter was up eating just a few hours before she called 911, but Delilah's body indicates she laid there for quite some time. Cops believe she was dead at least 6 hours.
Nancy, there was a visible outline around Delilah's body on the concrete floor, and EMTs said the remains appeared nearly mummified. Delilah was so severely malnourished, first responders did not believe she could be 19 years old. Balch Springs, Texas police concluded that any reasonable person would have sought medical care for Delilah much sooner, finding her mother, Crystal Canales, criminally negligent in her death. Family members say Canales was struggling with Delilah's care as the teen had become violent towards her mother and medical professionals. Officers found both Delilah and the home in good condition on a welfare check 4 years prior.
Crystal Canales, 41, now charged with one count serious bodily injury to a disabled person. Employees at a Colorado pet store call 911 when a customer collapses. In the commotion, another customer lifts the lid on a puppy pen, grabs two bulldogs that sell for $4,300 each, and makes a break for it. An employee dives to tackle the thief, who drops the dogs. A second man scoops them up, and both men escape. The man, having a, quote, seizure, makes a miraculous recovery, but employees hold him until cops arrive. The two remaining dog nappers still on the run. One pup recovered. Wow, straight out of 101 Dalmatians. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Horrific details emerging from upstate New York, where prosecutors say a 24-year-old Minnesota man was tortured for weeks before being killed. Sam Nordquist was found last month, his body wrapped in plastic and dumped in a field in the Finger Lakes region. Seven suspects now face first-degree murder charges, accused of brutally assaulting, starving, and even forcing Nordquist to eat feces. Prosecutors say one defendant coerced two children into taking part. Authorities stress there's no evidence this is a hate crime. Some suspects identified as LGBTQ, and at least one lived with Nordquist. Ontario County Assistant DA Kelly Walford called it, quote, unimaginable cruelty. Nordquist had moved to New York last fall after meeting someone online. He was last seen at a Canandaigua motel before vanishing in early February. No arraignment date has been set. The U.S. Department of Justice has indicted 12 Chinese nationals, including mercenary hackers and law enforcement officers, for their roles in extensive cyber attacks targeting dissidents, news organizations, U.S. agencies, and universities. Our Sydney Sumner brings us more.
The Justice Department unveiled charges against 12 Chinese individuals involved in global cybercrime campaigns. These operations targeted critics of the Chinese government, religious organizations, media outlets, and U.S. governmental bodies, including the Defense Intelligence Agency and a research university. Central to these allegations is Ongsoon Information Technology, also known as iSoon, a private hacking company based in Shanghai. Founded in 2010 by Wu Haiba, iSoon is accused of executing widespread cyber intrusions to suppress dissent, identify dissidents, and exfiltrate data. The indictment reveals that iSoon charged the Chinese government between $10,000 and $75,000 for each successfully compromised email account. Notably, two officers from China's Ministry of Public Security are among those indicted. They allegedly used iSoon as a facade for their cyber espionage activities, directing hacks against various targets, including U.S.-based critics of the Chinese government and a large religious organization. In a related case, two hackers are charged with profit-driven cyber attacks. Their charges spanned U.S. technology firms, think tanks, defense contractors, and healthcare systems. Yin Kacheng is linked to a 2024 breach of the U.S. Treasury Department, described described as a major cybersecurity incident. These indictments shed light on China's burgeoning hacker-for-hire ecosystem, where private contractors collaborate with state security agencies to conduct cyber espionage, offering plausible deniability for the government.
The Chinese embassy in Washington dismissed the allegations as, quote, groundless speculation and accusations.
Thanks, John. Tensions high between Chantel Hudson and her mom after a move from Bishop, California to Dayton, Nevada. Chantel starts her junior year of high school, but mom thinks her 16-year-old has fallen in with the wrong crowd. 7:30 a.m. Monday morning, Chantel leaves home on foot after an argument. Mom reports her missing when she learns Chantel isn't in class. Searches of Chantel's route to school turn up nothing. Reported sightings, all miss IDs. Chantel's social security number, no activity, and extensive driver's license searches provide no leads. Chantel, Native American, 5'5", brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, scar on ring finger, birthmark, lower back. If you have info on Chantel Hudson, please call Lyon County, Nevada Sheriffs, 775-577-5023. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.